愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
今天下午用服事的比喻跟我们一起来学习。
This afternoon, we'd like to study a parable of servitude.
在哥林多前后书里面，圣经用很简单的比喻来告诉我们怎么服事神。
In 1 Corinthians, there is a very simple example the Bible uses to teach us about servitude.
第一次我们学习服事就是做瓦器。
The first time we learned that to serve is to be an earthen vessel.
那第二次我们学习服事就是做农夫。
And the second time we learned to serve is to be like a farmer.
今天我们第三次来学习。
And this is our third time to study.
服事就是做管家。
To serve is to be a good steward.
首先我们来想一个问题。
Let's think of this question.
怎么样让我们活得很有价值的人生？
How can we live a very meaningful life?
当然世界上的定义跟圣经是不一样。
The definition of a meaningful life according to the world is different from the definition of the Bible.
因为世界上只在人的面前生活，圣经里面教导我们怎么在神的面前来生活。
Because in the secular world, they teach you how to live in front of humans, and in the Bible it tells you how to live in the presence of God.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
Let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
第九节。
In verse 9.
第一章第九节。
Chapter 1 verse 9, 1 Thessalonians.
因为他们自己是已经报名我们是怎样进到你们那里，你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神。第十节。
Verse 10.
等候他的儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活那一位救我们将来脱离愤怒的耶稣。
1 Thessalonians 1, 9 and 10 For they themselves declare concerning us what manner of entry we had to you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus who delivers us from the wrath to come.
这个地方告诉我们信仰生活有三个阶段。
Here tells us that there are three stages to the journey of faith.
最后一个阶段就是等候主耶稣再来。
The final stage is to await the deliverance of Jesus Christ.
他要救我们脱离将来的愤怒。
He will deliver us from the wrath to come.
所以这就是以弗所书里面的一个盼望。
And this is the hope that is mentioned in the book of Ephesians.
当主耶稣再来，所有的盼望都不见了。
When Jesus comes again, all other hopes in this world will die.
只有一个盼望存在。
There is only one hope that will remain.
希望能够见到他的面。
And that hope is to hope to see the face of God.
然后从他得到赞美。
And to receive the praises of him we long for.
那要等候主耶稣再来之前要做什么？
And so what do we do before we are waiting for our Savior to come again?
第九节要服侍又真又活的神。
Verse 9 mentions that we must turn to serving the living and true God.
真就是不会改变。
A true God means he will never change.
所以服侍神的价值存在天上不会改变。
And so the value in our service to him shall never change. It shall forever be kept for us in heaven.
所以服侍神的人生是有价值的。
And so serving God has a meaningful value that extends, passes through this life.
那活呢？
And so how do we live for him?
活就是活的神就是跟人会互动。
So what is a living God? A living God is someone who will interact with us in daily life.
所以我们如果真的在服侍神，信仰会有很多的体验。
And so if we are actually serving a living God, we should experience God in our daily life.
就因为这两个原因呢，值得我们来服侍神。
Because of these two reasons that he is a true living God, he is worthy of our worship and service.
那为着要服侍神。
And to serve this God,
要离弃偶像归向神。
We must depart from the idols that we have served in the past.
什么是偶像？
And what are the idols of today?
比神更重要的。
Any idol is anything that is more important than God today.
那常常会阻挡我们服侍神。
And oftentimes it shall prevent us from devoting ourselves to serving God.
所以我们的价值观要调整，生活的顺序要调整，才能够服侍神。
Unless we adjust the priorities we have in our life and the values that we treasure, we will not change in our servitude to God.
对一个想服侍神的人，
and a person who wants to truly serve God,
他可以找到很多的理由要服侍他。
He will find many reasons to serve God.
对一个不想服侍神的人，
But for a person who is really unwilling to serve God,
他可以找到很多的借口不去做。
They will find just as many excuses not to serve God.
这完全看我们对服侍的价值有没有肯定。
It all depends on whether or not we have a conviction to the value of service to God in this life.
那我们服侍要怎么做？
So how can we serve God in this life?
如果我们回到哥林多前书第四章。
We turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多服事前书第四章。
1 Corinthians chapter 10.
第一节。
Verse 1. 请读。Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea.
哥林多前书四章第一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1.
Yeah.
Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God.
这里说我们是做神奥秘事的管家。
Here it says that we are the stewards of the mysteries of God.
教会是神的家。
Church is the house of God.
服侍神就是在教会做管家，不是做老板。
So when we serve the Lord, we are serving as a servant here, not as a master.
老板是谁？老板是主耶稣。
Because our master, our boss, is God Himself, Lord Jesus Christ.
这里说是神奥秘事的管家。
So when it states that we are the stewards of the mysteries of God,
神是奥秘的。
God is a mystery.
所以神的事情也是奥秘的。
So the things that pertain to God are mysterious.
所谓奥秘，就是不是用人在地上的智慧常常所能了解的。
It is not something we can comprehend through our human wisdom.
所以要做神的管家，必须对神的奥秘有认识。
So to be a steward of God, we must understand the mysteries of God.
那我们的服事的态度跟精神，才会能够合乎神的要求。
So our attitude and our spirit in serving the Lord will be in accordance with God's ways.
比方说，
example,
我们在世界上被服事的常常是比较大的。
In this world, oftentimes those who are served are ones who are greater.
服侍人的常常比较小。
And those who are serving others are lowlier.
这是世界上的规矩。
These are the rules of this world.
但是等我们进到教会里面。
But when we come into this church,
服侍人的是比较大的。
Those who serve are those who are greater.
所以人问主耶稣谁最大。
And so when someone asked Lord Jesus who was the greatest in the kingdom of God,
主耶稣说天国如果谦卑这样服侍人那就是最大的。
Lord Jesus said those who are the lowliest humble servants are the greatest.
所以这个就是奥秘所以我们在地上的观念用来教会就用不通。
And so this is a mystery. When we try to apply the principles of the world and carry it into the church, we cannot make it work.
那我们在世界上这个场合里面。
And so when we are in the world,
有时候我们在看，一个人要表示自己的身份或者地位，常常婚礼啦、什么典礼都是最后才到。
So in the natural, most people wanted to show their prestige or power. They will come to be the latest when they arrive at the wedding or funeral.
但是当我们来教会敬拜神，
But when we come to worship God,
我们是敬拜神。
And the house of God is to worship the true living God.
常常最虔诚的人是预备心来的。
Those who are most devout will prepare their hearts beforehand.
常常还没有聚会，他就到了。
Even before the time is ready for service to begin, they are already here.
所以这个也是世界上的观念跟教会里面的观念不一样的地方。
This is another distinction between the ways of the world and the ways of God's kingdom.
所以有时候我们在世界上在应对跟进到教会里面在服侍神，这个精神态度真的是很大的不同。
And so the way we serve others in the world and the way we serve in a church, the relationships are very different.
那这需要一个过程去学习。
And we need time to be able to adjust and learn.
所以说这是奥秘，我们做是做奥秘事的管家。
Because we are the stewards of the mysteries of God.
那对管家有什么要求？
And what are the expectations of God toward his stewards?
我们看第二节。
Let's look at verse 2.
所求于管家的是要他有忠心。
Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful.
第一个条件就是第一节。
The first requirement is in verse 1.
对神的奥秘要了解。
It is to understand the mysteries of God.
那第二个条件是第二节。
The second requirement is revealed in verse 2.
要忠心。
That we must be found faithful.
那首先我们来想忠心不是什么。
So what is faithful not?
然后再来想忠心是什么。
And then to define what is faithful.
我们先来看马太福音25章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 25.
马太福音25章在讲审判三个标准。
Matthew 25 sets the three standards for judgment.
那这个三个标准用三个比喻来形容。
And these three standards are illustrated through three parables that Lord Jesus gave.
那从十四节一直到三十节是第二个比喻。
And for the second parable, the talents is from verse 14 to verse 30.
就是一个主人按着才干分钱给每个不同的人。
In this parable, the master gave each of his servants according to their ability, varying talents.
一个给五千，一个给两千，一个给一千。
One was given five talents, another two talents, and the third one was one talent.
就是给他们不同的本钱。
And they all had their inherent gifts.
这个就是给人不同的恩赐。
And that is the different abilities that God has given each of us.
Gifts. 然后最后主人要回来算账。
And at the end, the master came to settle the account.
所以第十九节。
In verse 19.
过了许久，仆人的主人来和他们算账。
After a long time, Lord of servants came to settle accounts with them.
所以主耶稣再来那一天，我们要算账。
So we must know that the day the Lord Jesus comes, we will have to settle accounts.
按着他赐给我们的恩赐，到底我们做了多少的工？
He will determine how much work we have done if it's in accordance with the gifts he has granted to us.
那连五千的赚五千。
Whether the five with the ones with the five talents have earned another five.
那连两千的赚两千。
That those with the two talents have earned another two.
那如果以世上的观念。
And according to the ways of the world.
赚五千跟赚两千差三千。
The concept of the world is that a 5,000 earning is greater than a 2,000 earning by three.
你如果请一个那个销售员去销售。
And so if you're to hire a salesperson,
这个赚五千的他领的报赏一定比两千的多。
That the highest earning salesperson will of course get the greatest rewards.
这个是世界上的观念。
Because this is the way of the world.
但是我们看这个主人对赚五千跟赚两千他的赞美完全一样。
Yet we see in this parable that the master'spraise to the one who has earned five talents and the two talents are exactly the same.
所以这个告诉我们什么？
And what does this teach us?
这个告诉我们做工的果效不能够比较。
So that means that whatever we do for the Lord, we cannot compare with others.
有的人很有个人布道恩赐。
Some may be very gifted at evangelism.
所以他很努力，他可以带五个人。
So if they're very diligent, they may be able to bring five to the Lord.
但是有的人很有心，但是恩赐不是这么大。
But some of the people may have the same heart, but they do not have such great gifts.
那他只带两个人。
They may be bringing only two people.
但是在神的面前。
But in front of God.
他们都已经尽力了。
They have tried their best.
所以在神面前他们一样都是很忠心。
And so in the eyes of God, they have all been faithful in carrying out their gifts.
所以工作的果效当然是学人要努力，但是跟恩赐有关系。
So the result of the labor is related to the gifts that we have.
但是跟我们要努力，但是跟我们的恩赐也有关系。
Has direct relationship to the effort that we put in, but it's also related to the gifts we have.
但是不能够比较。
But we should not compare our results.
尽量，这个就是忠心了。
And God will determine us, measure us based on the amount of effort we put in.
好，那我们看十八节。
And let's look at verse 18.
但那领一千的去掘开地，把主人的银子埋藏在地。
But he who had received one talent went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money.
所以这个主人来算账的时候，他就交不出来。
And so when the master came to settle accounts, he could not give him another talent.
但是这主人怎么回答他？
And so what did the master say to him?
26节。
Verse 26.
你这个又饿又懒的仆人，你知道没有种的地方要收割，没有撒的地方要聚集。
But his Lord answered and said, You wicked and lazy servant, you know that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed.
28节就把他的一千夺过来，给有一万的。
So the master in verse 28 took the talent from him, gave it to him who has 10 talents.
那二十九节。
Verse 29.
凡有的要加给他，没有的连他所有的也要把他夺过来。
For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he who has an abundance.
哦，所以很奇妙，做圣工的恩赐哦，越做越多。
And so this is actually a miraculous rule of heaven. Those who work more for God will have more gifts given to them.
因为他很努力，所以神就给他更多。
Because they are very diligent, so God will give them even more gifts.
但是那一点点恩赐的他没有去做。
But the one who has very few gifts,
所以他恩赐就没有了。
Who is not very diligent, they will even lose the little gift they have.
那他连进到神的国都有问题。
They cannot even enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以这就是专所谓的忠心。
And this is called faithfulness.
就是尽我们最大的力量，把神托付我们的工作做好。
It is to give our all to minister to others according to our gifts.
但是它不是工作果效的一个比较。
But it is not measured by the results of our efforts.
我们现在看启示录二十章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 20.
对不起，使徒行传二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
二十三节。
Verse 23.Verse 24, but none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself so that I may finish my race with joy, and the ministry which I receive from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God.
这里保罗说，我不以性命为念。
Here it says, I do not count my life dear to myself as Apostle Paul. Why would he say this when everyone considered their lives to be so precious?
他说，只要我能够走完神要我走的路，把神托付的把它完成是也没有关系。
Yet Paul has this regard that it doesn't matter if he loses his life as long as he finishes his race with joy and completes the ministry received by the Lord Jesus.
这就是忠心了。
And this is called faithfulness.
我们算一算明年的四月我们将会有联恩布道会。
As we know, we have the coming spiritual convocation in April.
我们距离下一次的联恩布道会还有五个多月的时间。
We have about 5 months counting.
那什么是忠心？
And what is faithfulness?
我们想一想五个月以后，
If we think about this 5 months later,
联恩布道会我们要带谁来慕道？
Is there anyone that we will bring to be able to come during a spiritual convocation.
从现在开始计划。
We must start planning from now.
跟他建立关系。
To build a relationship with this person.
为他祷告。
To pray for this person.
跟他见证神的恩典。
To testify to them the miracles of God.
安排机会让教会的工人能够有机会跟他们见证。
To set up a time that others can testify and witness to them.
那一步一步带到家庭聚会。
And to bring them to the family services.
那最后带到教会来慕道。
To bring them to the church services.
那这个有很多的功夫，要带一个人来信主，有很多的功夫。
It is not easy to bring one soul to Christ because it requires much effort.
但是当我们开始去做，
Once we begin this work.
这个就是忠心。
This is called faithfulness.
但如果明年的联恩布道会。
But if next year in the spiritual convocation,
我们已经尽最大的力量，一个都带不来，这神可以了解的。
And even if we have put forth all our diligence and effort, and we still cannot bring anyone, God will be pleased.
因为我们连一千都没有所以带不来
Perhaps because we don't even have one talent, so we tried our best, and that is counted as good in the sight of God.
我们尽到尽量，这个就是忠心。
As long as we try, that is all He expects.
但是不是每个人都没有领受恩赐。
But it does not mean that everyone do not have a gift or talent.
有很多的信徒很有恩赐。
Actually, many of our members have many gifts.
所以如果我们尽量去做。
And so if we diligently conquer souls,
我们就可以看到慕道者越来越多。
We will be able to bring more souls to Christ.
平常的聚会你就可以看到很多人来聚会。
You will see more truth seekers and new faces in the worship.
那慕道者增加就有更多的机会他被神感动到最后能够决心来受洗。
And the more friends that we invite, the more chances there are will be someone that will believe and be converted and receive baptism.
所以这个忠心不是很抽象，是很实在的。
And so to be faithful is something very concrete. It is not something that's abstract.
是有一个很实际的目标, 我们可以去努力的。
It is a concrete goal we can diligently strive after.
那这样啊, 我们这样越做越有恩赐, 越做越多体验。
The more we do this, the more experience we'll have of God, and more gifts God will add on to our ministry.
那我们的信仰越来越活泼。
And our faith will become more and more prosperous and living.
那整个教会都在服侍神, 你就发现这个整个教会都动起来了。
If everyone can serve God in such manner, then you'll feel life and joy in this church.
这个教会就有力量。
And this church shall have strength and power.
所以忠心就是尽我们最大的力量来做。
So what is faithfulness? It is to give us, give God our most utmost effort.
但是如果我们回来看, 哥林多前书的第四章,
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
第二节, 所求于管家的是要有忠心。
So it is required in stewards that one be found faithful.
所以到最后这个忠心啊, 就是里面的心要忠于神。
That faithfulness comes from the state of our heart.
因为主人, 我们是仆人嘛, 主耶稣是主人。
We must first recognize we are a humble servant and God is our master.
所以祷告文怎么祷告?
And so how do we pray in the Lord's Prayer?
愿你的国降临。
May your kingdom come.
神的国降临就是神在当王。
When we say the kingdom of God has come, He is the Lord and master of this kingdom.
然后下去说, 愿你的旨意行在地上。
Then the Lord's Prayer goes and says, And may the Lord's will be done on earth that is in heaven. Because we are a servant. So it is our pursuit to exemplify and carry out the will and the image of God in this church.
但是有时候我们发现啊, 大家都很忠心, 但是意见不一样。
Sometimes we may find that everyone's faithful, but everyone has different opinions.
那我们就把它解释说, 这是不同的观点。
And we will explain it as different perspectives.
当然在这个世界上不同的观点有时候是好的。
Of course, in this world, it's good to have a different perspective.
有时候对事情的考虑会更加的周到。
We will have a more complete evaluation of every aspect of an issue.
但是在教会里面,
However, in the church of God,
有时候不同的观点如果过分的强调会造成教会的分裂。
If we try to overemphasize the different opinions, we will actually cause the division in the church.
所以这个不同的观点到最后要怎么去解决?
So how do we compromise between these different perspectives?
到最后要看主人的意思是什么。
We must all look to the will of our Master and Lord.
我们现在来看, 路加福音第十章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 10.
路加福音的第十章。
Luke chapter 10.
从38节到42节
From 38 to 42
这我们这很熟悉的故事
We are very familiar with this story
主耶稣进入一个家庭
Lord Jesus entered into a family
他有三个兄弟姐妹马大、玛利亚跟拉撒路
There is two sisters and one brother's home Mary, Martha, and Lazarus
当然这个家庭的主人 当然就是这三个人 没有讲他的父母
And the master in this household, of course, is these three people.
但是当主耶稣进到这个家庭,
However, when Lord Jesus enters this family,
我们发现主人变成耶稣,
we now realize that the master is Lord Jesus himself.
那马大跟玛利亚他们两个观点就不一样。
And Martha and Mary may have different perspectives.
马大他就现在主耶稣来最重要要侍奉他。
And Martha's perspective was to serve God with all her might.
现在玛利亚她觉得主耶稣来最重要的她是要她来要带给我们非常宝贵的真理
And Mary recognized that Lord Jesus came to give us his precious word of life
所以这两个就观点不一样
And these are the two different perspectives
那这个观点不一样到最后是谁对谁错呢
And who is right and who is wrong
我们看主耶稣怎么讲 那个就是对的
And whatever Lord Jesus says is the right way
41节
Verse 41.
耶稣说：“马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰。” 42节.
Verse 42.
但不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是人不能夺去的。
Jesus answered, Martha, Martha, you're worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her.
不是服侍不好。
It is not that it's not good to serve.
但是当主耶稣进到这个家庭，他主要的目的是要用道理来造就他。所以在那个时段里面，哦，最重要是要听主的话。
But Lord Jesus came at this precious time to just give them the words of life. So the most important thing, according to the viewpoint of Lord Jesus, is to listen to the message he had to give.
比方说，有时候有的教会哦，圣餐礼啊，好多人在厨房里面。
For some churches, they have so many people working in the kitchen during the Holy Communion.
后来大家就讨论了。
And then everyone discussed this matter.
这个所有灵会里面最重要就是圣餐礼。
They realize the highlight of a spiritual convocation is the Holy Communion.
那神的国不在乎吃喝。
And the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking.
那这么多人在厨房里面在忙这些吃喝的东西。
And when all these people were working in the kitchen to worry about what's eating and drinking,
我失去了一个安静的心来思想神的爱啊，来感受回报神的爱。
Where they have lost the heart to be able to quietly ponder the love of God and how they can again renew their covenant of love to God.
所以有的教会就把这个厨房的简单化。
And for this reason, when they lost their peaceful heart, some churches have chosen to simplify the Holy Communion meal.
因为在那一个时刻里面，圣餐最重要。
For the sake of the Master's viewpoint, which is to value Holy Communion more than eating and drinking.
好，那我们现在再回来看约翰福音。
Let's turn back to John.
好，约翰福音的十一章。
John chapter 11.
哦，十二章。
Chapter 12.
第一节。
Verse 1. 6 days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus, who had been dead, whom he had raised from the dead.
这里将耶稣来到伯大尼的家。
So here, Lord Jesus came to Bethany, the household Lazarus.
在其他的圣经有说，这是长大麻风西门的家。
Sometimes in other passages, four Gospels says this is the home of the leper of Simon.
哦，当然这个西门应该是主人了。
And Simon the leper would have been master of that house.
但是我们仔细看到，这个宴席的主人是主耶稣。
Yet the master of ceremony there was Lord Jesus himself.
啊。那在这个场合里面
，So during such circumstances，
也有观点不同。
There was also a different perspective introduced。
就是玛利亚所做的跟犹大讲的不一样。
What Mary did was different from the opinion of Judas。
那玛利亚就把一瓶极贵的香膏就打破倒在耶稣的头上。
Mary took a pound of very costly oil spikenard, broke the jar and wiped it on Jesus。
好，那。犹大就讲话了。
And then Judas made his opinion known.
第五节。
Verse 5.
这不是卖三节是养银子周济穷人吗？
Why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?
那如果我们单单看第五节。
If we look at verse 5.
我们觉得哎，犹大的观点也很有道理啊，这个卖的给分给穷人啊。
And we can see Judas' opinion may make a lot of sense. Why don't we sell this expensive oil and give it to the poor people?
但是这个宴会的主人是主耶稣。
But the master of this banquet is actually Lord Jesus.
那主耶稣怎么讲，这个才是对的。
And whatever Lord Jesus feels is right is the correct viewpoint.
所以第七节。
Verse 7.
耶稣说由他吧。
Jesus said, let her alone.
就是让他去做吧。
That is to let her do what she's doing.
不要阻挡他。
Do not stop her.
这个是主人的观点。
This is the viewpoint of the master.
那为什么主人的观点会这样？
Why is his perspective in such a way?
两个原因。
Two reasons.
第一个原因是
The first reason.
在第五节的下半第六节
Verse 9.
讲犹大的动机有问题。
Verse 6. Because Judas spoke thus not because he cared for the poor, because his motive was that he was a thief.
他不是顾念穷人，那个钱装进来以后可以拿来用啊。
He wanted to be able to have and take the money that he was used to taking.
所以他讲的虽然很对，但是动机有问题，这个就不对。
Because Judas may have said something beautiful, but in his heart it was the wrong motive, and so it was ugly in the sight of God.
那第二个问题。
And the second reason.
就是那个时间。
Is that this was the appointed time.
所以看第八节。
Verse 8.
常常有穷人同在，你们不常有我。
Lord Jesus said, for the poor you have with you always, but me you do not have always.
因为过了这个以后，主耶稣就开始要 准备被钉十字架。
Because soon after this event, Lord Jesus was on his way to be crucified.
那以后，耶稣被埋葬的时候
，And after Lord Jesus was buried,
那门徒也有人带香膏去。
There were others who brought spikenard to anoint Jesus' body.
那坟墓已经开了，耶稣不在了，他已经没有那个机会。
But they did not have any chance because the tomb was already open. Lord Jesus had already left the tomb.
所以玛利亚做的是最适当的机会，因此是好的。
So what Mary had done was she grabs the right opportune time to do a beautiful thing for the Lord.
所以我们在教会里面的事情，到最后最重要是主耶稣怎么看。
And so whenever we determine or discern things that happen in church, we need to look at the perspective of God.
因为他是主人。
Because he is our master.
我们都是仆人。
We are all servants.
那如果我们回来看哥林多前书第四章。
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
我们今天早上在讲第二章。
This morning we talked about 1 Corinthians 2.
要有基督的心。
We must have a heart of Christ.
所以15节说属灵人看透万事。
And that is why we say that the spiritual man will discern all things.
因为他有神的心啊。
He judges all things because he has the heart of Christ.
因此他的服事才能够忠于神，因为他能够看透神要我们怎么做。
Because he has an eternal perspective of God, he is able to do the things that align with God's will.
那第二章的最后跟第三章的开头都有提到两种人没有办法体会神的心。
So the end of chapter 2, 1 Corinthians, and the beginning of chapter 3 all talks about two different perspectives.
14节。
Verse 14,
二章十四节。
Chapter 2, verse 14, but the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for their foolishness to him.
这个十四节第一个说属血气的人没有办法明白神的事。
Here it says the natural, the carnal man does not understand the things of God.
Natural 就是说生下来，你生下来这一个人呢、啊。没有办法了解神的事情。
So a natural man is one who's been born of the flesh. He cannot understand God.
为什么
？Why？
因为他无知。
Because he is foolish.
人的神的事情要有圣灵的带领才能够明白。
For a person to understand God's matters, he has to be led by the Spirit of God.
只有生下来头脑很聪明，没有办法明白神的事。
Doesn't matter if they're born with the greatest intellect, they would not be able to comprehend the word of God.
保罗为什么会逼迫基督徒
？And why is it that Paul persecuted Christians?
他是很热心啊，腓立比书说他很热心啊。
Originally, Paul called Saul was very zealous.
但是他被光扑倒以后，他第一个问题说：“主啊，你是谁？”
But as soon as he was shown by the light of Christ, he immediately asked the first question, "Lord, who are you?"
原来他的热心是没有知识的。
And so we can see his original fervor and zealousness had no wisdom.
是对神不认识的。
He did not know who God was.
所以神的心他抓不住啊。
And so he was unable to have the heart of God.
他爱神，但是他逼迫基督徒。
He loved God, yet he persecuted Christians.
所以我们对神忠心的一个障碍就是，我们是一个 natural man, 是属血气的。
So the obstacle to us serving the Lord is the fact that we have our natural man, which is our carnal self.
那这个属血气要怎么改变
？How do we change this natural nature？
前面就讲了，神的灵了解神的事情。
That it says the Spirit of God will enable us to understand and discern the spiritual things.
所以我们常常在教会里面发现，开会很好开。
So we often may have meetings in the church.
开会很好开啊，因为大家都被圣灵充满。
And because everyone will be filled with the Holy Spirit, so our meetings go smoothly.
神的灵在感动啊，大家很好沟通。
Holy Spirit fill among us, everyone can have very common viewpoint.
因为那意念会一样。
Because we will all have the same perspective of God.
使徒行传十五章就是一个例子。
Acts chapter 15 was an example of that.
所以这就是一个血气的人改变的方法。
And this is how one way that a natural man can change.
那第三章的开始就在提到人的罪性。
And the beginning of chapter 3 in 1 Corinthians talks about the sinful nature of a carnal man.
所以第三章第一节。
And chapter 3 verse 1. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ.
这个肉体是叫做 carnal, carnal 就是有罪性。
So a fleshly person or carnal is someone who has sinned.
所以他不是不知道，但是罪性蒙蔽。
It's not that they don't understand, but they have been blinded by their carnal, sinful nature.
那这个也需要圣灵的改变。
And this too requires the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
那这样啊，大家在神，一直往神的方向集中。
And as people continue to be renewed and transformed by the Holy Spirit, they will come to a common perspective.
我们就可以看清楚神要我们做什么。
Then we can clearly discern the will of God in all matters.
这样我们的服事就是忠心。
And then our service to Him will be faithful.
所以服事的过程就是成长的过程。
And so the progress of servitude is our spiritual journey of faith.
不论我是属肉体的或者我是属血气的，我一直在调整我自己。
No matter if I'm a natural man, carnal self, I will continue to adjust myself to align with the will of God.
那服事越久，我们的灵性越好。
So the longer we serve God, the more spiritual we become.
这样的服事就是往正面发展。
And this type of servitude becomes even brighter.
这个是圣经里面的服事。
This is the servitude according to the Bible.
如果服事到最后会离开神，这个态度就有一点问题。
If a person continues to serve God, but then later on leaves God, then there is a problem.
好，那我们现在回来看哥林多前书第四章，服事有两个很重要的考验。
So let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 4. There are two trials to the servitude.
这个考验要通得过，人的服事才会服事得久。
Only when these two tests were that we can overcome can we have a long and faithful servitude.
我们看第四章的 第三节。
Let's look at chapter 4 verse 3. But with me, it is very small thing I should be judged by you or by a human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself.
第一个考验就是被人论断。The
first test that we'll encounter is to be judged by others.
有的人他不敢负责。Some
people are afraid to be responsible for anything in church.
你要叫我帮忙，我都可以负责，我不敢。If
you ask me to assist, I will assist, but I will not take charge of any matter.
帮忙没有责任。
Because when I help, I have no responsibility.
负责有责任。
But if I am in charge, then I have lots of responsibility.
帮忙不会被论断。
If I just help, I will not be judged.
但是负责会被论断。
But when I am a leader, I will be judged.
所以如果我们怕被论断，这个不做，我不要服事。
And so if we are afraid to be judged, then we will push away any assignment.
这个是第一个。
This is first concept.
我没有办法服事得久。
First test. Of our length of servitude, whether or not we can endure.
那另外一个，因为怕被论断，所以有时候我们就变成教会很民主。And
so another way that we are afraid to be judged, our reaction would be to try to become more democratic in our process.
如果教会民主有一个基本的前提。
And the only way a church could be democratic under God is in under one principle.
教会是神的。
That the church belongs to God.
所以民主就是大家来想神要我们怎么做，在这个前提下的民主。
So this type of democracy has to be under the guidance of God.
所以我们要把这个第一个被论断了要看得很清楚。
And so when we are judged by others, we have to have the right perspective about this.
第四节。
Verse 4, for I know nothing against myself, yet I am not justified by this, but he who judges me is the Lord.
我虽然不觉得自己有错，但不等于我是完全的。Here,
even though I do not think I have done anything wrong, yet I do not consider that I am perfect.
所以保罗很谦卑啊。And
so Paul is very humble.
他知道人还是没有办法完全了解自己。He
knows that there are things we may not truly understand about ourselves.
所以不觉得自己有错，也不能够因为自己称为义人。
And so even though I may not think I have sinned in any way, that does not mean I am a perfect being.
但是他最后讲，被论断很难，就是因为人心里的意念，心中有隐情。
And so here it says that a person will judge you because they have something hidden in the counsel of their hearts.
所以里面的那个动机存心是最难了解的。
It is very difficult to pierce through and understand the motives and counseling of hearts.
这是第一个考验。
And so we will always be tested by this trial.
那另外一个考验。
And the second test is this.
怎么运用我们的影响力。
How do we use our power to influence?
我们看第六节。
Verse 6. Now for things, brethren, I have figurative transfer to myself in Paul's for your sakes, that you may learn in us not to think beyond what is written, that none of you may be puffed up on behalf of one against the other.
当一个人有一个职分,
when a person has a ministerial title,
不一定是按例的, 教会负责人或任何一个职分,
It does not have to be sacredly anointed. It could be just any sort of assignment in the church.
或者我们的工作有果效。
And perhaps we may have found some fruit in our labor.
我们就有影响力。
And so we will have influence in a church.
怎么样神会接纳这个人服侍到很老？
And how can God continue to receive this worker for him?
Continue. 我们要应用我们的影响力使教会合一。
We must use our power of influence to maintain or encourage the unity of the church.
这个是上头的智慧。
This is the heavenly wisdom.
这样的话神就会一直用我们。
And if we continue to do this, then God will continue to use us as servants.
但是如果我们运用影响力让教会分裂，就是我们服事结束的开始。
But once we start to use our power to influence others to make divisions in the church, then God will end our work for him.
因为神的工作到最后的目的是要让教会合一。
Because God's purpose for our church is always to have more unity in the church.
这是我们服事的目的。
And this should be our primary goal in all servitude.
所以服事的两个考验。
And so the two great tests of servitude will be number one.Is the judgment and criticism from others.
第二个,
Secondly,
我们怎么运用影响力?
How we use our power to influence others.
带给教会正面的合一。
For a positive, influence to unity.
那如果这样的话，我们可以跟保罗、摩西一样，一直服事到年纪离世为止。
We can have such faithful servitude. We can continue to be like Paul and Moses and serve to the very end of our lives.
我们的人生是非常有意义的。
Our lives can become very meaningful.
我们对神有非常活泼的体验。
And we can have much vitality and experience in God's in our life.
因为我们服侍那又真又活的神。
Because we are serving the true and living God.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
497首。
497. Pray now to conclude our afternoon service.
一起来祈祷。
Let's pray together.